Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Earlier this month, the USDA released the January World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates Report. Mac Marshall, United Soybean Board and U.S. Soybean Council Vice President of Market Intelligence, says the biggest takeaway from the latest USDA report is that it confirms the 2021 soybean crop as a record.
The importance of that can't be overstated when you look back to a lot of the heat and dryness pressure that much of the soybean growing regions of this country felt over the summer. So to come through that with a near record yield and total record production, I think is pretty substantial. Of course, at this time of year, all eyes are on South America.
With two consecutive years of La Nina conditions, Marshall says the USDA made cuts to soybean production across Paraguay, Argentina, and Brazil.
Brazil getting dropped by 5 million tons from 144 in the December estimate to 139 million metric tons in January. Still a record, so it's not like this is a small crop that's going to be coming out of South America, but it is a notable cut, and that, of course, does impact the global balance sheets where we saw a reduction in projected ending stocks by 7 million tons.
Marshall adds that farmers are heading into a good price environment in 22, thanks in part to longstanding efforts to create and expand markets by the soybean checkoff.
A lot of farmers are trying to exercise creative strategies to mitigate the significant run-up that we've seen in input costs. So that's certainly factoring in, I think, more acutely than we've seen in other years. But keeping it on the revenue side, it's certainly a good price environment overall.
Will this year bring a change in the upward spiral of retail food prices? Matt McLaughlin, USDA economist, recently gave a new USDA 2022 food price forecast, starting with the expected increase for all types of food taken together.
Overall, we're forecasting food price inflation to be between 2 and 3%. For food away from home, we're looking at 3.5 to 4.5 is our prediction. And for food at home, our forecast range is between 1.5 and 2.5%.
McLaughlin also looks at the trends for retail beef.
In 21, we had a 9.3% increase. And in 2020, we had a 9.6% increase in beef and veal prices. The 20-year historical average, which incorporates those very high numbers of the last 2 years, is 4.4%.
He also says eating out could be significantly more expensive this year.
Food away from home, there have been consistent price increases coming into the end of the year, and we expect those to persist at least part of the way into 2022. We're looking at 3.5 to 4.5%.
This is Inside Agriculture.